Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses, and she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots, and afterwards she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
and get a retro experience.
Just that I needed to knock with my headphones. Make it knock, make it knock for me. All over the world, we gon' make it knock. Where we going, y'all? One step ahead.
Party people.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Flint Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I'd like to do G Money's sports report. So let's talk sports. Let's talk NFL football. All right. Well, this weekend we had 2 championship games. We had the conference championship for the AFC, the American Football Conference, and we had the football championship for the NFC. Now, the AFC championship game was between the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the defending world champions, and the Baltimore Ravens, who everybody was expecting, who had the best season of their life. They had the best record for the AFC. So everybody was thinking that they were going to do really well. And then we had the NFC Championship game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Detroit Pistons, the Detroit Lions. I'm sorry, folks, the Detroit Lions. And it was supposed to be a real interesting game since Detroit had never been to the playoffs before. So everybody in Detroit was excited. And they were pumped up to see that their Detroit Lions had finally made it to the playoffs. And it was exciting. The games proved to be everything that people expected, except the outcome of the game was totally different than people expected. The championship game between the best team in football, between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City won the game, which was a surprise to everybody because we expected Kansas City to get beat by the Baltimore Ravens. But it didn't happen that way, folks. The Baltimore Ravens didn't show up like they were expected to. And they lost the game. They lost the game 17-7. Ooh, it was big disappointment in Baltimore all the way around. Okay, so that's the AFC. And then the NFC, it was exciting because the Detroit Lions had never been to the playoffs before. And this was the first time they had a playoff championship game in their city, in Detroit. Oh, okay. I was correct. They didn't play in Detroit, but it was the first time Detroit had made it to this championship game for the NFC. So everybody was expecting Detroit to show up and show out. And believe it or not, the first half of the game, Detroit was ahead. They were winning the game the first half. They won the first half of the game. But that didn't last because the San Francisco 49ers came back and won the game. So San Francisco is now going to the Super Bowl. The San Francisco 49ers outplayed the Detroit Lions. And the Baltimore Ravens was expected to go to the Super Bowl, and they got beat by the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending world champions. Beat the Baltimore Ravens. So the Super Bowl is going to be between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. So it was an upset. Everybody was surprised. And it was just amazing that the four teams that played, it was expected that there were going to be two other winners, and the other winners didn't show up. They showed up, but they didn't show out. So they had to win or go home. So they went home. So now we have the San Francisco 49ers playing against the Kansas City Chiefs for the Super Bowl. And that will be February 11th, Sunday, February 11th, right here in Las Vegas. They will be playing in Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas. So people beware. The outcome could be very interesting because the Kansas City Chiefs are the defending world champions. And they've won four Super Bowls, but the San Francisco 49ers have won seven Super Bowls. So it's going to be a battle of who's the toughest team in the NFL. So we'll wait and see what happens when they play on the 11th of February, 2024. And the game will take place right here in Las Vegas, in the city that has become the sports capital of the world. It was already the entertainment capital of the world. Now it's going to be the sports capital of the world. And they will be hosting Super Bowl 58. So it should be a good game, people. We'll wait and see what the outcome of that game will be. All right. Well, that's it for G Money Sports Report on the NFL. Let's talk about some hockey. DJ Papa D, can you give us a breakdown on the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team? They were number two in their division. So I want to know if they're still in second place in the division and they're moving forward. Okay. Well, while we're waiting on DJ Papa
yes.
D. Okay.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights are still in second place. They're actually tied for second with the Oilers. Both teams have a record of 29 wins and 15 losses.
Okay. So the Las Vegas Golden Knights are still in the running for the championship of the division. But it's early in the season, so we have plenty of time, plenty of games still to be played to see if the Las Vegas Golden Knights are going to repeat as the hockey national world champion. So we'll see. We're wishing the Golden Knights much luck, and we're wishing them good games, good playing ahead. All right. Now, what about the NBA? DJ Papa D, can you give us the breakdown on what's going on with the NBA? Give us the standing of the top, the top five teams in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference. Let's see who the top five teams in the East is.
All right, in the Eastern Conference, in first place, it's the Boston Celtics, 35 wins, 11 losses, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks in second place, 32 wins, 14 losses. Third place, it's the Philadelphia 76ers with 29 wins and 15 losses. Fourth place, it's the New York Knicks with 29 wins and 17 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers with 27 wins and 16 losses.
Wow, that's interesting to hear that the New York Knicks have moved up to fourth place. Yeah, that's exciting. I didn't think New York was going to make it in the running this year. but it looks like they have moved up, and they were down in like 10th place or less than 4th place where they are now. So that's very good. The New York Knicks are in 4th place, and that means they're winning a lot more basketball games than they did last year. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Now, what about the breakdown in the Western Conference? Who's running the West?
In the Western Conference, in first place, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder with 32 wins, 14 losses. Second place, the Minnesota Timberwolves with 32 wins, 14 losses. In third place, the LA Clippers have 30 wins and 14 losses. In fourth place, it's the Denver Nuggets with 32 wins and 15 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Sacramento Kings with 26 wins and 18 losses.
Well, how about that? The Los Angeles Clippers have moved up. They were like in sixth or seventh place, and they've moved up to third place. That's amazing. That's very good, since the Los Angeles Lakers haven't showed up yet. The Los Angeles Clippers are trying to become the best team in L.A. And then we have the Sacramento Kings, the Sacramento Kings taking up a spot in the top five. And that's excellent, since Sacramento hasn't placed in the top seven in a couple of years. So it's good to see that Sacramento is starting to show up now. And I don't know where the Los Angeles Lakers are. Do you know, DJ, where are the Los Angeles Lakers who won the play-in tournament? Now they're in the regular season. And what position are they in?
The Lakers are in ninth place.
Ooh, in ninth place. And what about those Golden, what is the San Francisco team?
The Golden State Warriors, they are in 12th
Golden
place.
State Warriors. And they're in 12th place. Wow. Two favorite teams in California are way down at the bottom. And the two second-ranked teams have moved up. And that's good. It's about time we have some new positions for the second and the third number team in California. So go ahead, Los Angeles Clippers. Keep moving up. And the Sacramento Kings, keep on moving up. That's what we want to hear for the Sacramento Kings, for the California team. So those two have moved up, and too bad about the Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe they'll get it together because it's still early in the season. They still have 2 months. 2 months left in the season, and maybe the Golden State Warriors can kind of put a winning streak together, too, and we'll see what happens with them in the California teams. So we'll wait and see what happens. All right, well, that's G Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. I
ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl, so you need to come check me out. I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100th. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her Her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six because it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries and I got a drink, right? $5.219 and $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft taco decker. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story to share with you. There was a young boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to his neighbor next door, and it was a young girl, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time. And at night, he went home to have dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he had met this girl that lived next door to him, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he was like, what? And he turned around and went to bed. And then he got up the next day and he went across the street from his house. And he met a girl that lived across the street. And he played with her all day. And he had a good time. And he came home that night and had dinner with his dad. and told his dad that he had met a girl that lived across the street from him, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And the boy went to sleep that night, and he got up the next day and went across the street down to the corner house, and he met this other girl that lived on the corner house, and he played with her all day. And he had a good time. And he came home that night and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad, I met a girl that lived across the street down at the end of the block. And I really liked her a lot. I think I want to marry her. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? She's my sister. And then he went to sleep, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met this blonde, tall, blue-eyed girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her all day, and he thought she was really smart, and she looked really intelligent because she was wearing eyeglasses, and she had blonde hair, and she was really pretty. And he went home that night and told his dad that he had met this girl that lived around the corner from him and that he played with her all day. And he had a good time. And he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he's like, my sister? Why every girl I like that I tell you about, you tell me, don't get excited about it because she's your sister. How am I supposed to have a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister? I don't understand. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. So, Mama, and his mother came and she said, yes, baby, what's the problem? He said, I meet these girls and I come home and I tell Daddy that I met some girls that I liked, and I really liked them. And Daddy's telling me, don't get excited about them because they're my sisters. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. Can you help me, Mama? Can you help me with this situation? And his mother said, baby, you don't have to listen to what that man says. Because, see, that man really ain't your daddy. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, I got another joke for you. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? Do you know? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. There were two mosquitoes that flew over a celebrity party, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were at the celebrity party, and they were drinking and getting drunk, and one of the mosquitoes said to the other one, he said, let's go down and bite Dean, and the other mosquito said, no, you go bite him, because I'm flying tonight, and you can't drink and fly. Just like you can't drink and drive. Woo. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a boy that went to the pet store, and he saw the salesman in the pet store, and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks in the pet store. And the salesman said, no, but why would you want to buy a shark? And the boy said, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! Do you know why this man got arrested at the zoo for feeding the birds? You don't know? You don't know? Because he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. There was this guy that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him, I said, what do you call her? And he said, he calls her IHOP. Woo. All right. Well, you know, if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were walking through the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions and the tigers and the elephants and the giraffes. And they took pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! All right. Well, there was a snail that went to a car dealership to buy a brand new Camaro. And he wanted to buy this red Camaro. And he wanted to have a big white racing stripe painted down the center of the Camaro. And then he wanted a big S painted on the driver's door. And he wanted a big S painted on the passenger's door. And the salesman said, okay, I can do that. It's going to take us some time to order the cars with the detailing on it like you're describing. But for my own information, why would you want a giant S painted on your car doors? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving down the street and people see me driving in this fancy red Camaro, I want them to say, look at that S car go. Look at that S car go. Woo. All right. Well, there was a man that was an artist, and he went into an art gallery, and he was looking at the painting, and he had several of his own paintings hanging on the wall in the art gallery. And he ran into the manager, and he asked the manager if anybody had come in and asked about any of his paintings. And the manager said, well, there was one man that came in and asked about some of your paintings, and the artist was excited. He was like, really? Somebody was asking about my painting? And the manager said, yeah. The artist wanted to, the man wanted to know if something happens to the artist, will those paintings go up in value? And the artist said, what did you tell him? What did you tell him? He said, I told him, yes, of course, if the artist dies, the paintings go up in value like 3 or 4 times the value of the painting right now. And the artist was like, whoa, that's exciting. So what paintings was he interested in? And the manager said he was interested in all of your paintings. And he was like, he was interested in my painting? Oh, that's exciting. Do you know what his name was?
And the manager said, no, I didn't get his name. And the artist was like, oh, I want to know who it was that was asking about my painting. And he said, well, the man did buy about six of your paintings. And he said, he did? He did? Oh, that's exciting. And he said, but I wanted to tell you that the man didn't tell me his name, but he told me he was your doctor. Woo! I'm G-Man. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share this story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. It's going to be educational. It'll be inspirational. And it'll be entertaining, to say the least. So sit back and relax. In fact, you can get something to snack on or get something to drink on while you're listening to this story, because it will definitely be inspirational. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I want to just tell you about a story, a situation. When I was in college, I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. We had a gospel choir at the college, and we would sing around the campus on different events. And then we started getting invitations to go to different colleges and sing with gospel meetings that they were having at different colleges. And we went and we sang at Berkeley, and we sang at UC San Francisco, and we sang at San Francisco State, and we sang at San Jose State, and we sang at Cal State Hayward. And when we were at UC San Francisco, we were performing in an auditorium, and my choir, we were real excited about singing, even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God. We were singing trying to be a show-off choir because we wanted to out-sing everybody else that was invited to sing at the festival. So we always wanted to out-sing everybody else. And one day we were singing, and we were at UC San Francisco, and we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like, it's like 30 of us in the choir, and we were singing, and we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And the drapes in the auditorium that went from the ceiling to the floor, they were long drapes. And all of a sudden, the drapes started falling in the auditorium. The drapes fell on one wall, and then they fell on another wall, and then they fell on the third wall. We were like, wow, God's really in the house. It was unbelievable. We were just amazed. that, you know, we were singing so good that it caused the drinks to fall. And so after we finished singing, you know, everybody loaded up on the bus for us to drive home. Well, I had driven my car to the event. I followed the bus, and I was driving my Mustang, and I got on I-80, and we were coming back to UC Davis, and I had driven ahead of the bus, so I had left the bus behind, and I was driving. And when I got to the off-ramp, usually you get off the off-ramp and you make a right turn, and then you make a left turn. But that's if I'm coming east off of the freeway. You make a right turn, and then you make a left turn. Well, this time I was going east. So I was going the opposite direction that I'm used to getting off the freeway. And I turned, and I got off the freeway, and I made a left turn, and I was following the line on the highway. And it was real dark, and we were driving down a dark highway. And I had my girlfriend in the car. LaJean Fortune was in the car with me. And we were driving down the highway, and I was following the white line on the center of the highway. And all of a sudden, the line just disappeared. And I was like, oh, my God, where did the line go? And before I knew it, we had hit a ditch. And my car was laying sideways in a ditch. And so we got out the car. I opened the door. I got out because the passenger side was in the ditch. So we had to climb out the car.
So that means you went off the road to the side.
Yeah, we went off the road, and we ended up in the ditch. And so we got out the car on the passenger side, and I could look at my car, and I had my lights on and my wheels and everything, and my car was tilted sideways. It was laying on the side of the car. And so I got her out. And she was standing on the side of the road. And plus, she's dressed. She has a nice dress on and has heels on. And I'm dressed up. I got a suit on and a tie and everything. So I get out, and I help her out the car. And then I get back in my car. And I get on my CB radio, and I call for help. And I was able to contact a trucking company, and they sent a tow truck out to the highway. And like 15 or 20 minutes later, the tow truck showed up. It came down the highway, and it pulled me out of the ditch, and it wasn't no damage done to my car, but my car had mud all on the side, on the passenger side of the car. And we had mud all on the side. So I drove home and I cleaned up my car and everything was all right. but I couldn't understand what happened. And then I realized when I got back on the highway that I had been going, coming east on the freeway, and it had caught me going east, and I was used to getting off the freeway going west. So that's how I got confused. And so when I got off the freeway, I made a left turn when I normally should have made a right turn, and I should have gone straight, and instead the street just disappeared. It was really amazing because I'm following the white line in the middle of the street, and all
seems
of a
like
sudden the line disappeared.
Seems like there would be more to this story.
Yeah, and I ended up in the middle
of
the ditch.
It's like, what were you drinking, or where were you coming from, or what were you, you know, like, what, how the party must have been hella good, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I was. We were coming from singing at a gospel convention, and I had left the bus, and I was driving my girlfriend home. I drove to San Francisco for the event, because my buddy, my roommate, lived in San Francisco. So I had gone to his house, and we had visited his house. We went and saw his mom and his dad and his brother and his sister and her brother-in-law. And we left from there and went to the church and met with the choir, and we sang. But after it was over, I just wanted to drive back to the campus because I had my girlfriend with me. So, you know, we were going back to my house, and we were ahead of the bus because the bus
So, Greg, your car was in the ditch on the side, like on the door?
Yeah, it was.
So there was no damage to the door?
No, it wasn't any damage. It was just a bunch of mud. The whole side. If she had had her window down, we would have probably got mud on the inside of the car. But since she had her windows rolled up and we were listening to the radio and we were talking, so when I went down the street and all of a sudden I drove and the line disappeared, I just kept driving because I was like, wait a minute, what happened to the line? And the next thing I know, I was sideways in a ditch. And I was like, oh, my God. So I stopped the car, and I helped her out, and I got out, looked around and checked
the
situation.
Hey, Greg, so you had to stop the car? Hey, Greg, so you had to stop the car?
Yeah. My car was still running. It was just in the ditch. It was sideways in the ditch. And I got out the car to look at to see the situation because I wanted to know what happened to the street. How come line disappeared on the street? And I saw that it was a turn. In fact, it had a sign that I didn't notice, but the sign said Dead Man's Curve.
You didn't notice this while you was driving and conversating with your girl, and you didn't notice the signs that was taking you to keep you on the road?
Yeah, but it was real black. The whole highway was blacked out, so it wasn't anything to see. I mean, my headlight shined up on the sign, and that's how I saw the sign. When they were pulling us out of the ditch, I turned my lights on and I saw the sign. And it said Dead Man's Curve. And it made a giant L. So you'd go straight, and then all of a sudden it was an L. It was a left turn. And I never saw the sign, so I was just driving along, following the white line, and boom, all of a sudden I was off the highway in the ditch. And so I was like, my God, wow.
So that means for anybody listening, if the line disappears, slow down, stop.
That's right, slow down. And I was on the highway, so I was going about 50, 60 miles an hour. No, I was on the freeway, and I had gotten off of the freeway, and I had turned onto the highway. And I was driving down the highway, but I was following the line in the middle of the street. And
until
all of a sudden,
gone.
The line disappeared.
Until it was gone. And that's the story of your life,
yes.
Greg. Like, all of a sudden, everything was gone.
Yeah, it just disappeared.
Like, what
in
happened
the middle
to that
of
football?
Nowhere, it was gone.
Like, what happened to the football at the end of that game? Like, what happened to the line? Are you driving? Like, wow.
Yeah, some things I just can't understand. I just don't
like
know
what happened. Like, what happened to getting paid when you're getting artists performing in clubs? Like, man, what happened?
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Thank you.
everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment, Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm the host in Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I want to sing a song. I want to play a song for you. And it's called Old School Flow, and I want to play that song for my listening audience, because soon as I get the music for this song, it's going to be a number one hit. And yes, I need to congratulate my brother for creating this song so that I can sing it in concert when I go into live concert here in Las Vegas. So it's called Old School Flow, and it goes like this. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. I got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the Phi Beta Sigma stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homies in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, but the desert at first. The camp blew up like the battlefield nurse. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. I got all of my homies smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies are singing ready or not. All of my lyrics are big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Jen. All of my women are cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. Oh, gee, but ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city, and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money. It's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies, and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on the swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money. And I'm here to say, I rap on a microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. 65 is where I reside. West Side. South Central L.A. 65 is where I reside. West Side. South Central L.A. Carson. Compton. Palisades. Paramount. Downey. Playa Del Rey, Palos Verdes, Redondo Beach, and Playa Del Rey, Inglewood, and Hollywood are up to no good. Little Watts and Lonely are trying to get the game, but I'm Gene Munn, he's the Pimp Comic. And I'm claiming the fame. I'm getting money. And I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6'5" all day. Yes, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody. If you don't know, now you know. Yeah. All right, well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down and get ready for Tuesday's show. So I hope you enjoyed Monday's radio show today for all of my listening audience. And I'm still waiting to get some people to call in to tell us a joke or tell us some stories that are funny that happened in their life. We're trying to get a little comedy going on the radio show. So, without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday's show, and we look forward to you listening in, plus telling all of your friends to follow my radio show. And without further ado, I want to say, oh, yeah, we need to acknowledge some birthdays for the fans and the followers and the friends on my radio show. So, DJ Papa D, let's acknowledge the birthdays for the people that are celebrating their birthday today, January 27th. 2024. So DJ, play a birthday song and let's acknowledge.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, January 29th, Aquarius time, 2024. Happy birthday to Zonia Glover. Happy birthday to Cynthia Eubanks. Happy birthday, Ryan Harden. Happy birthday, Victor Adams. Happy birthday, Christine Redmond. Happy birthday, Kimberly Acevedo. Happy birthday, Jeffrey Isaac Carter. Happy birthday, Karen Kiefus. Happy birthday, Darren Nixon. Happy birthday, Jewel Jefferson. Happy birthday, Nicaea Shania Lucas Lewis. Happy birthday, Michael D. Wilson Esquire. And last but not least, happy birthday to Jaden Mackay. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, January 29th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. It's almost the end of the month, and we'll be getting into February in a couple of days. So, without further ado, I want to say God bless everybody. And I want to sing your birthday song to celebrate your birthday. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with every day that you live on this planet. May you have the grace and glory of our Lord and Savior watching over you as you live with your family and the loved ones in your life. May God bless you on your birthday, since today is your special day. So without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show. Have a good evening, and let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us
get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.